DJ W Mobile.
The DJ W, KF4NXY.
Ben, how you doing on this brisk, cool morning? You been out and about yet?
I took the trash out and put it in the can and come back in the house fairly quickly because it is cold outside.
In fact, I can confirm that. I took it out of the trash can and put it in the back of the truck, and I'm headed up to the transfer station. And there's frost all over everything out here. It looks like a magical wonderland.
I just checked my email, and I got something from Gary about the classes. I'm looking forward to that. I sure hope I've still got enough brain left in this old head of mine to do that stuff and move on up to extra.
What a success with that. I know he's got lots of good reviews, not just from the United States, but from all over the world. People follow his classes. Probably not, you know, on while they're running, but they follow the classes through YouTube at a later date and time all over the planet. So I think you'll have a lot of good luck with that.
Yeah, I was looking at one of his classes on YouTube, and I noticed they were people from all over the country and a couple from overseas.
You will be with company from this area because I know there's a couple of others. I know Steve is going to signed up for it. I think he's got somebody else already talked into going to it with him, and he was trying to talk David, KP4CVA David, into going with him. I don't know if he is successful at that yet or not, but there should be people from around here that you know in that class if there's room left for you to get in. Question if you may have had coming up. So I always like big classes because it gets all the questions out there on the table a little bit better.
Oh man, I've been looking at the book already, and I do have questions, and I got the calculator, and it says I ain't got a clue how to make it work, so I got questions about it too. So. Anyway, well, it's a cold day to be hauling the trash off, but hey, when them cans get full, you got to do it.
And when it happens, you know, over the holidays, and you think, oh, I can wait till the end of the holidays. By the end of the holidays, you wish you'd have gone earlier. But anyway, I got three big heavy bags. So it's 42-gallon construction bags, and then a bunch of cardboard. And some of them are kind of heavy because they get compacted pretty heavily, but it'll be okay. I was thinking when I was loading those in the truck, as I get older, I'm going to have to put less in the bag or get smaller bags, but it's warm in the cab of the truck right now. I had it warming up while I was loading it, so by the time I finished loading it, it was warm in the cab.
Good. What kind of truck you got?
96 Toyota Tacoma, and it's got one of those Lear tops on it that's the same height as the cab. 1996 with 37,000 miles on it because I didn't use it very much. As soon as I got it, I went contracting, and I had to have a better vehicle for traveling, so I got a car instead of the truck. And it just sort of sat there for, you know, for near 30 years. In two more years, it'll be 30 years old.
My dad's 1990. 1995 Ford truck, and he bought it brand new. So, and every time I take it to the mechanic, it's $300 and up, but keeping it on the road.
Tacoma before this one, and I liked it a lot, and I was going south on 25 down there near Dolphin Center, and a truck was ahead of me in the left, in the right-hand lane, ahead of me in the right-hand lane, and a woman was pulling out from the gas station, and his truck was between her and me, so she figured she could beat him, but she couldn't see me, and he was coming like at 25 miles an hour. I was coming past him at 45 miles an hour, which is the speed limit, or maybe even a little more. So I was in her blind spot. That truck was between her and me. She didn't see me. When she got to the middle of the road, she looked down at it, and she saw me coming. And she put the brakes on. She stopped. So I slammed on brakes with all it had, and it was sliding. That was a Toyota Tacoma, too. It was going to slide right into her driver's door. So I turned the wheel to the right and let off with the brakes. And those wheels grabbed traction, and I hit her in the trunk instead of the driver's door, which probably saved her life. But it totaled that truck, and I asked the insurance company to rebuild it. And they did. They said, yeah, sure, we'll do that. That was a mistake. So one night on the way home from work, I pulled in at the Toyota place, and I said, I want another one just like it. And my wife called and said, why are you late? And I said, I'm getting another truck. And I've had this one ever since then. I haven't regretted it. It's a great little truck, but it's almost 30 years old.
We had a little Toyota Tacoma when I bought the Ford truck from my dad. And he kept dropping big hints about it. So we finally sold it to him. And he kept it for quite some time. And when he passed away, my brother sold it to a friend of his. But anyway, those little Toyotas, they'll keep on going, just and usually no trouble out of them.
I want to replace this one. Or there's a guy that does the furniture upholstering for my wife, and he said if I ever get rid of it, let him know, he wants it. So when I get another one, I'll probably just give this one to him. He's been good to her over the years, so, and he's got an older one than this, and he needs an upgrade. This would be an upgrade for him. So I'll probably just give it to him when I get another one. And if the economy keeps getting it better and better and better and just can't stand it, I just might just go get another one. Do like Tom and Bernice did with their Avalon. They just went and got another one. We might just do the same thing.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that as you get newer ones, you just about have to have a radio that's got a detachable head so that you can put the radio part under the seat or in the trunk, because there's just nowhere to mount radios anymore.
It was my dad's. It's one of his. He had a few of them, and I had to rebuild them. They were, the finals were gone out of them, and some of them had the display didn't work, but I got this one rebuilt. I don't leave it in the truck because it sits there for so long without getting used, and people have taken gas out of it before sitting there in the driveway. So I take it out, put it up. When I use it, I put the radio in. When I'm done with it, I take the radio back out. Anyway, David, I am here at the transfer station. It looks like the early bird's going to get the worm. I'm going to get the drive right through. So I'm going to be away for a little bit, but if you're still there when I get back, it shouldn't take me long. K4NXY, W4DJW.
Well, the cockatoo's getting a little chatty, so we're going to have to pay him a little bit of attention. So I'll probably be gone for a while myself, but you have a good morning, and don't get too cold out there. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.